We begin in Syria, where that country has accused Israel of violating its airspace and carrying out an airstrike on the Arab country. The Syrian army said the Israeli airstrike at dawn on Wednesday hit a scientific research center near Damascus. It added that the center was tasked with boosting Syria's resistance and self-defense. Two people working at the center were killed in the Israeli attack. Syrian authorities said the attack came after foreign-backed insurgents failed to capture the site. Israel claimed earlier that it had targeted a convoy of chemical weapons in Syria. Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined with Mr. Gordon Duff, who is the senior editor of Veterans Today, who's joining us now via Skype from Ohio. Sir, thanks a lot for joining us now. How do you assess the fact that Israel has now carried out an attack on Syrian soil vis-a-vis this entire unrest that has been taking place in the country?
I see a lot of inconsistencies in the reporting of the story, almost by everyone. So it's very hard for us to assess what happened. Israel announced that they had destroyed a convoy of anti-aircraft missiles they claimed was heading initially to Lebanon. Anti-aircraft missiles are truck mounted. They don't load in convoys. That story is ridiculous. They credited the story as being released by the U.S. State Department. After a check, there had been no such story released. I find the report and the attack itself curiously coincidental, because it comes immediately after the debunking of an Israeli report of major explosions inside a nuclear facility in Iran that Israel was trying to take credit for as an air attack. When that was debunked, this attack came out. The additional point about the anti-aircraft missiles is that the missiles Israel claims were destroyed, SA-17s, are 40 to almost 50-year-old systems. And Syria, of course, since 1996, has maintained an SA-300 Russian system of extreme potency. In fact, it shot down three F-16s from Turkey in recent weeks. One other issue is that, frankly, Israel has become increasingly disaffected with its, as has the United States, with its relationship and its interference on behalf of the rebel and mercenary forces in Syria. And we here in the U.S. are being told by our news that the rebel forces are Islamist extremists, Al-Qaeda, and are being seen as a threat. So the U.S. is facing a realignment, perhaps realigning closer to Assad. Thus, this attack, I have no idea what it means, but there seems to be far more publicity to this and far more unreality than anything involving any military necessity. There's no way anyone would attack a chemical weapons facility, as the Israelis claim. It would have killed tens of thousands of people, just the attack within Israel, depending on the direction the wind was blowing. None of this makes any sense at all, and I'm not sure any of it can be taken seriously.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. That was Mr. Gordon Duff, senior editor of Veterans Today, speaking to us via Skype from Ohio. Sir, we do appreciate your insight here on Press TV.